Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT Jackson. May I have your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us, please?
26261.
Thank you, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Risa Taylor.
Thank you, ma'am. At the zip code of 26261, correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account. All right, ma'am. I have found an account with that name. Can you verify the billing address on this account to confirm the information that we have on file, ma'am?
Sure. 91 Riverside Drive, Richwood, West Virginia.
Thank you, ma'am, for verifying your account with us. I see that your account has been canceled as of the 9th of May, and you were refunded as well. You can get on the same day. You can get that about 3 to 5 business days for it to show up to your bank account. Do you have any questions?
Will that go directly to my bank account or back on the card that was used?
It'll actually go to your bank account, ma'am.
Okay, because I hadn't seen it show up yet, and I had to cancel the card, you know, because it was used with that. This was used without my permission. So I have a new card connected to that bank account. So I wanted to make sure that that wouldn't affect my refund.
I understand, ma'am. Well, give it about another, if not, you don't see it by the end of today, give it till tomorrow, since it does take 3 to 5 business days. And call, if it's not in your bank account by tomorrow, since it was, I am seeing that it was, the 9290 was refunded. Give that about to the end of the day and tomorrow. If it's not there by the end of tomorrow, call us back and we can take it to either make further actions to make sure you get that refund issued to you, ma'am, and make sure it's completely in your account.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.